Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. Minnesota and the Twin Cities are suing the federal government to stop the immigration crackdown. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In the wake of an immigration enforcement surge and the shooting of Renee Good, Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison says Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the state are suing the federal government and asking for a restraining order.
The deployment of thousands of armed, mass DHS agents to Minnesota has done our state serious harm. This is, in essence, a federal invasion of the Twin Cities and Minnesota, and it must stop.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has called the surge of over 2,000 officers its largest enforcement operation ever. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin says they're protecting the public and accuses state officials of ignoring public safety. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says ICE and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have the president's support.
Apparently, they are protesting the removal of heinous murderers and rapists and criminals.
But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's clear changes are needed.
They're running around out of control with masks, no body cameras, no accountability.
Earlier Monday, officers used tear gas to disperse a crowd in Minneapolis that gathered as a man was being questioned by agents who had rear-ended his car. Christian Molina wondered aloud who was going to pay for his mangled fender, telling reporters he's glad he didn't get shot. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran eased some restrictions and let people make international mobile phone calls after a crackdown on nationwide protests. Internet and texting services remain blocked, and over 600 people are dead. Authorities in Kharkiv, Ukraine, say at least 4 people are dead and 6 injured after an overnight Russian military strike. The U.S. is accusing Russia of a dangerous and inexplicable escalation of the war. This is AP News. The nation's highest court is taking up a culture war battle over transgender athletes in school sports. Correspondent Gavin Kulbal has more.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. The culture war cases come from Idaho and West Virginia, among the first of the more than 24 Republican-led states that have banned transgender athletes from girls' and women's teams. The justices are evaluating claims of sex discrimination lodged by transgender people versus the need for fair competition for women and girls, the main argument made by the states. Lower courts ruled for the transgender athletes who challenged the state bans. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Real Madrid has replaced Javi Alonso with B-team manager Alvaro Arbeloa. Madrid said Alonso left by mutual agreement, but the decision followed a tumultuous stint that lasted less than 8 months. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.